welcome everybody to Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. You know what it is. Well, we look at the truth and we stop the lies. So while I was editing this video, I quickly saw we did not do an intro. So this is our intro. This Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Let's get on to the show.
That nigga BJ in the middle.
Okay. So BJ would be just cool. Just he come and go as he please. He don't bother nobody. Deshaun, he always in his room working on music. Yes, or listening to music.
And pissing you off. He gotta piss you off.
Deshaun does not piss me off though.
He say shit just to piss people off. Now think about if you was his sister. He would want to piss you off just to piss you off.
I was in middle school with this boy. I sat on the bus and been 3 years. Me and Deshaun were cool. We had no problem with each other.
Cause y'all both just be talking about people. There'll be like a highlight of y'all. They just sitting on the porch just talking shit about people. They'll just be just, how you doing,
anyway,
sis? I'm doing good.
Pat,
take him across the street. Nah, get Tevin.
Oh, want me to say you for last? Okay, cool. Tevin just in and out the house. Like, he just be
saying random ass
shit. Just saying random ass shit. Go come in the room. Hey, man, you heard what's the name got shot, right?
Damn.
Fucked up.
Chef, yesterday.
Nah, he gonna I was gonna ask the direction for some type of food or shit. Hey, did you get any Frosted Flakes? I bet.
Did you get some milk?
Bro, did you get an almond?
If you say no, he gonna say some shit like, goddamn Asian.
Yeah.
You be like, huh, nigga?
Fred just ain't never gonna be here. Like, he just gonna be always just gone.
I can see it.
BJ, look, anytime a nigga asks BJ opinion about who right or wrong, he gonna just be in that bitch like, hey, man. I don't have the answer.
Pat's the most annoying person because we can all be in our own little world, but Pat gonna come in the house and want to talk to everybody, sit down, have a group discussion.
BJ said, I don't got the answer.
I mean, what's the part of standing that? We all got to be in the living room.
No, the fuck we don't.
That's where niggas live. Living room? Like, come on, man.
We have bedrooms.
You gotta spend your day, like, in the living room. You feel? We don't get to. You know, just a good game. Monopoly, Scrabble, something.
First of all, Monopoy in a black household.
That shit taking all day.
And the game don't end unless the fucking table flipped over.
Clear your schedule.
She's
playing Monopoly.
The Monopoly ends when the table gets flipped
over. So y'all don't play Monopoly, right? 3 to 4 hours. Tops.
Okay.
Probably
so when a nigga starts losing all his fucking money.
That's half a work shit, nigga.
Come on, man.
When niggas start losing their money in Monopoly, it's a wrap.
Motherfuckers cheap.
Motherfuckers finna start flipping.
See?
I'm owning the boardwalk and that's final.
See what I'm
saying? Okay. See? You be out first.
Ooh.
But y'all don't want to see me Monopoly.
Bruh, I kill Monopoly.
I'm buying the boardwalk and I'm buying up the railroads and the utility companies, bro. You finna pay me all that shit, boy, okay. Every time.
Bro, I'm putting 4 hotels in one spot. Fuck with me.
Y'all know.
Hey, y'all know they got a Monopoly Jackson, right?
I want to play regular Schmigler Monopoly.
You gotta go to like one in the world, like probably Walmart 18, and see if they got
it's a lot of money in it. Ain't a lot of money.
Like
first of all, I'm pretty sure
they gonna have coins in that bitch.
Not even coins. Some of the like some of the places they probably have potholes.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn! Imagine Westland Plaza being on the Monopoly board. Who buying that shit?
I want to buy it though.
I flipped that thing. So
I'm taking Foundry like shit.
Oh God, I'm taking Foundry.
Give me stuff down.
Some parts of downtown.
I'm gonna take
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Mill
give me
Street,
Western
man.
Flag. Give me the whole West. Oh,
give me
man.
North Side. Give me North Side Drive.
Why Mill Street?
Bro, I don't know. Bro, it's something about that road. Like it's fucked up.
It's real fucked up.
That's because they don't want to dig them that street up and get them train tracks from under there. It's train tracks on the middle street.
You put some work on them, man. It ain't gonna be too bad.
I
want
industrial drive.
They paved over that shit. They was like, you know what? It ain't gotta be here.
Nigga, fuck around and get fortification, boy.
Oh, red.
That bitch go from everywhere to everywhere.
Hey, let me get Metro.
Nah, give me State Street. Give me State Street.
State Street go.
Let me get Metro. Ooh, I'm flexing that out.
I feel like there's so much you could do with Metro Suns.
Oh, everything.
This nigga Pack and put a Popeyes in that bitch.
Why not?
We got to.
Why not? Like, I have nothing to argue with that. Why not?
I was thinking about a rim store.
See? Come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking about a go-kart track.
That'll be dope.
See? Y'all could work there. Put y'all venues.
He said there. We could work there. Nigga.
I mean, y'all could rent a place out. Like, you could sell your rims. You could have your go-kart stuff rent a place.
Y'all gonna bring in the most money?
We both making money. What's the problem?
It should be a paintball field.
See? Yeah. You over there, B. You got that one, bro.
Laser tag.
You got that one. See? Boom. We just flexed out Metro.
But I'm saying, like, there's so much shit you could do with Metro, but...
Come on, yeah.
Niggas, man. They lazy.
We not even niggas.
We also got scammed.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, she ran game on her ass. I told niggas, man. I told niggas it was
like, bro, she just got arrested for embezzlement like a few years ago.
I told niggas it was too good to be true.
I thought she was going to open that motherfucker up.
But hell no.
We all thought. But I was like, she talking about she was trying to have that motherfucker open by the motherfucking summer. And I was like, girl, you crazy out the motherfucker. Man. No, she talking about she tried to have it open by April. I'm like,
let me get that money.
You not finna open no mall if you ain't getting that street paid first. You Fast. Niggas can't even open the mall if you can't get to it.
That's true though. Goddamn.
And look at that parking lot.
So what they doing with it? Just don't stay right there.
It was people living in there, and they were like, they had to eat canned goods and shit.
Hey, so just to pay the street and get the street paid, you got to go through city and stuff, right?
No.
No, that's a private property.
It's private property.
Oh, so shit, you could just...
Yes, bro.
She could pay somebody to do it.
Oh, shit, turn me up 2 times. Shit, we need that motherfucker.
Bro, remember when Domino's was offering, like, to fill niggas' potholes in their city so they could deliver?
I'm dead.
That shit was funny as
I don't think they offered that in Jackson.
Hell no.
I don't remember that though, boy.
Nah, they did in North Jackson,
didn't they? Domino's did?
No.
I know it's the Domino's in North Jackson. I ain't know they were doing that shit.
But
we had a mayor. That nigga was like, bro, if y'all so concerned about the potholes, pay them hoes yourself. I was like,
damn.
Jeez, say less. My street be nice.
If I see random niggas in the street filling in potholes, I'm being that bitch like,
I mean,
why you won't get out there?
Hell
no,
it's hot in the motherfucker outside.
Like, it's been people that have filled their potholes.
Yeah. They come in with crazy shit like bricks and rocks and shit.
They have to go get like concrete
Damn.
And fill them in. But the problem is, it's not, the concrete not like that great.
Right.
So it just makes another fucking pothole.
Yeah,
dang. Old city, man.
But like I said,
we all just come together, man.
Like I said, we should have not voted that nigga back in, but you know, that's
hey,
the old white lady.
Hey. It was, I wanted him back in.
I did.
You know who I wanted?
We had to bring him in on the strength of the hairline.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say
nothing. And he looked like Drake.
Get the fuck out.
Is that really your political reason?
That is his whole fucking political reason. Get the fuck out.
I like him.
Get the fuck out.
So I like him.
He looked like he could be corrupt, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna say what I like heard him. About him he, on he the get, podcast.
He give
so
out
just,
ghost vibes.
He chilling out. He chilling, bro. Ghost he give out ghost vibes.
it's
the beard,
vibes.
Ain't it?
It's got
it's
to
the
be
beard, ain't it?
Wake up, little motherfucker.
When we go to break, I tell y'all what I heard about him.
Come on, guys. Now we're just deframing the man.
Nigga
said, I don't know, brother. I'm just saying.
Nigga said he gave me ghost vibes.
But yeah, y'all know who I really wanted, though? Who I think? Petra Morgan.
Hey, bro, I vote for you,
bro. Bro.
I came this close to writing your name in. Because you know you can write it in.
Thanks. So I'm the annoying brother, though.
Shit,
you better than the motherfucker. I don't trust Pat to be running my goddamn city.
I mean, I don't trust nobody to be running this goddamn
city. Think about it.
Might well be somebody I know.
We are already scraping the bottom of the... I really believe I could become president now. After Trump. And now, like, oh,
first of all,
man.
No job should say you have to have experience after Trump being president.
Exactly.
Right.
On God.
Bro, I should be able to get a motherfucking Fortune 500 CEO job right
now. You just need money and a following. That's all.
You just need money and a following.
I was listening back to one of our podcasts, and I would just like to say Pat predicted the fucking riot that happened in January.
I did.
You definitely did. Go back and listen. We was at Tevin House. And you were like, man, some shit gonna go down. Pat, you like, Trump gonna start a fucking riot.
Damn.
Goddamn insurrection.
I think it was the one we talked about, the sex toys. I think that's the podcast.
Sex toys.
You see how diverse our conversation be?
Start off. Yeah, I gave them like a full rundown.
We talk about anything over here.
Yeah, I gave them a full rundown on the exact type of sex toys you need.
For men?
No, for like what they can get for their women or what their women would like, so they don't take them too fast.
Why are women's sex toys cool, but men's sex toys are creepy?
I don't see. First of all, that's
why is it shamed upon for men to have sex toys and women are encouraged to have sex toys?
Like blow up dolls.
I mean, not even just that, bro. It's more sex toys for men.
Talk about fleshlight.
I don't know.
I'm talking about fleshlight.
Motherfuckers had shit like that, bro. Wouldn't nothing get done? wouldn't no buildings be built? There wouldn't be no more houses built, nigga. The infrastructure would be all fucked up.
My God.
Wouldn't shit get done for real?
My fucking God.
Yeah.
But
the world be a little bit more peaceful though. But women be out here flexing fake dicks on the internet
all the time, man. All the time.
So they won't feel like whores.
So they won't what?
Feel like hoes.
Shut up, Pat.
Think about it.
How is flexing a fake dick on the internet and yelling to the top of a mountain that you got sex toys? Not.
It's because dudes could go and get some, and we're not gonna be frowned upon.
That's cow. If your girl pulled out a sex toy in your drawer, she gonna look at your ass like, this is what you do, nigga?
Bitch, at least it's with a fucking sex toy, not with another bitch.
Now you go into the dishwasher and you see a dick in the dishwasher.
Why is the dick in the dishwasher?
Because allegedly you gotta wash them.
That's gonna be the first. No. Don't be washing your fake dicks. That's unsanitary.
If you open the dishwasher and see a dick in your refrigerator, in the dishwasher,
and you see one in the refrigerator too, then
you got a question, like, bro.
She gonna be like, oh, it's just a sex toy. It is what it is.
Nah, why is it in the dishwasher?
She gonna shame you.
I don't care if that's what it is, but why is it in the dishwasher? I eat out
there. You gotta get a whole new silverware.
You gotta get all
plates, pot, bowls, all that.
My favorite mug was in that mug.
Gotta wash your shit in the sink now.
Gotta wash your shit. I don't care if this bitch down.
Women be posting pictures of their collections of their sex toys. I'm talking about
I find women like that weird.
The little bullets, the dicks that got the dick on both ends.
Not the dicks on both ends.
I'm gonna question
you. That's a lot of dicks.
I'm gonna question you and your best friend at that point.
You gotta have two people for them.
Hey, ooh, bro. I need to talk to her best friend.
That sounds like a weapon. The dick with the dicks on my
head. the two dick.
Hey, I blame myself for this conversation right now.
But again, women could post their whole collection on their bed of all their sex toys, and men are frowned upon at the idea that they even jack off.
Yeah, it's a man gotta be productive, bro. We not as frowned upon as used to be, but you know. men gotta be productive, bro. You know, since we the ones that bid all the shit, if we in the house playing with ourselves all day, you know, ain't shit really getting done in the world. So,
you gotta know how to balance it.
You gotta know how to
balance it.
Everything in moderation.
If you put it on a triple beam scale. Yeah.
What, Lord? Just what?
How can pause you... all this.
Look, man, I'm just asking real questions.
I agree.
Bro, I don't even know what to answer.
Don't answer it. Just don't answer it.
Some questions you gotta ask the Lord.
I just feel it's just some question, you know, you just don't need to answer to.
It's okay. That's one of them.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Some double standards gotta be in place.
Lord Jesus.
Facts.
I mean, it is what it is.
Double standard.
But if y'all could have one, would y'all have one?
Oh my God.
A double standard?
My God!
I think you meant to say a sex toy.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need a sex toy. Nah. I'm straight on the sex
Does
toy.
Does anybody else have a sex toy in here?
Nah.
Besides me.
Pat gotta have one.
That's why Patrick didn't want. Pat?
Hey, man. Come on, guys.
Pat got the pocket pussy.
This conversation.
Freaky ass.
It's a safe.
This is a safe-ish space.
Ish.
This is on the ish.
Oh, man. Got out of here, guys. What are we talking about?
Nigga, do you own a fucking sex toy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay,
so
I'm
not the other one.
You know, love yourself. You
know? Wait, whoa. They're not just like for a self-pleasurement sex toys.
Self-care.
Group sex.
No. Nah. Stuff like handcuffs.
I got a feeling this handcuffs episode is not going to get posted.
Handcuffs is not sex toys.
Yes, it is.
You don't use them to pleasure yourself.
That's a sex toy is not just self-pleasuring.
Okay, we're talking about self-pleasuring sex
toys. We're saying self-pleasuring sex toys.
Yeah.
He got one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no. It's not self-pleasuring.
Is it pleasing somebody else?
It's remote dick ring.
Okay.
Does that count?
I think that's self-pleasure.
If you got it.
Well, I mean, if you control it.
Yeah. It was a his and her gift thing.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
That's not self-pleasure.
BJ.
Stop. I told y'all don't go down the road. I tried to tell
y'all.
No,
fuck you didn't.
I literally
said. Did he say don't go down the
road? He's not saying it, bro.
I said it quietly. I tried to just.
Are you using your girl's sex toy on her?
Yeah.
Hell to the yeah. What the fuck you think I got them?
I mean, I don't got none, so.
I got them for her.
Oh,
if you had, would you?
You walking into the state store and buying a dildo?
Damn, that would be a weird
purchase. Oh, no, I'm not buying her dildos.
That would be a strange purchase. I wonder how many.
I'm not buying her dildo.
Like, if you're a cashier at a sex toy, how hard is it not to judge people?
How many times do they see it though?
Actually, you know what I mean? they be hella free, open minded people, so they don't be
caring. I'm not saying that they aren't.
But we just saying
that. But I'm just saying, like, when you first started working there, you hadn't been like,
what? They be some freaky assholes.
Come on, man.
No. I judge the cashiers more, because those are some freaks.
Probably.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
To be a cashier at a sex shop, you and all type of kink shit.
Hell yeah. She explained to me, it made a collar sound sexy as hell. On her, on the female.
Yeah. It got like a shock factor.
Nah, it just.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah, a collar with a shock factor. That's torture. That's torture. Shit, she put a collar on?
I don't get it either. Man. But I like regular sex.
Get out.
Hey,
get out.
I'm listening. Man, that shit sexy as a motherfucker.
I'm just trying to live life.
I'm just trying to live life.
That's living life.
I'm open.
That's a different type of life you live.
Hey, man. You got it. Hey. When you get married, ain't no way regular sex gonna get you paid, gonna be your 10th year anniversary.
You don't know that.
You gotta have a swing.
Oh, I know.
You don't know that.
Ain't no damn way.
Swing?
Yo, 10 year anniversary.
I am really
y'all still regular sexing. Y'all still regular.
A swing, my nigga, not a fucking, not a swinger.
Oh, like an actual swing, like a
swing. Sex swing.
Oh,
but swing. If you use a swing for sex, are you not a swinger? Because you swing it.
Tevin. Shut up, BJ. Don't agree with you.
That nigga said that's hard.
Hey,
I don't understand how the fuck I
if it be guru approved, then
shut up, Pat.
I'm just saying, man.
Guru certified. Oh,
fucking God, I hate y'all.
Like that, FDA approved by the guru himself.
I mean, if you marry, then yeah, you gotta,
spice it up. See,
yeah. Exactly. Spice it up. 10 years straight missionary. Nah, she gonna be cheating on your ass.
I had a lot of toys. Like a lot of shit.
You know, live your life.
It's always it's actually rude. Fun as a motherfucker. Yeah.
The light up stripper pose is lit.
Mm. Gotta have a strong ceiling for that.
Yeah. Gotta brace it. Mm. You might have to bust
it. You gotta reinforce that.
Yeah, gotta find some studs.
Yeah, you gotta put in the studs.
Well, you can't just screw that one into the ceiling.
Hey, if possible, though. Hey, man. What's wrong with it?
Mm. I'm just saying, bro.
They're just like saying no to role playing. Man, I'm buying outfits.
Got to.
Mm. It's not role play if you don't.
Exactly. Nigga. The Hogwarts outfit.
You know what?
He finna win Guardian Leviosa, your ass.
Nigga. The intruder outfit.
Hey, bro, I know an apron. I arrested some niggas before.
Y'all really just gonna take it to a motherfucking Halloween costume, I see.
Look, bro.
Yeah, everybody in Halloween costume, you definitely look at them differently.
Why Halloween costume when they're bad?
Especially when a female wears.
She's an officer, bro. She was Officer Jenny from Pokemon.
I was SWAT last. Well,
Officer Jenny was bad.
Officer Jenny was bad.
I was SWAT the year before that.
FBI, open up.
Like law enforcement.
I do.
If I role
play, funny.
If I role play, I want it to be something realistic a little bit though, like some shit that can happen every day. Like you pretend like you work at Chick-fil-A.
You can't do it on Sundays.
Can't do it on Sundays.
Yeah. You bring your food. So what? Wait. So.
How would they go?
Y'all ain't gonna be a chicken. Nope. Don't do that.
No. It's really private.
We ain't finna go down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Gonna come back as an unsatisfied customer. I want my money back, sir. We don't have your money. Well, I need some type of.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I wasn't supposed to go down a rabbit hole, but he can. What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
I couldn't go down a rabbit hole, but he did.
He didn't supposed to, neither. He didn't supposed to, neither, man.
This is absolutely not what we're supposed to be talking about today.
It fucking
this
off.
Is all getting cut.
What?
I feel like this all should be used.
Right.
This is content.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
We ain't saying nobody name. This is content. Like, I don't see how the fuck.
Y'all are hell in a handbasket.
But you, you said that and you posted the sex toy episode, but you ain't gonna post this one.
Shut up.
How the fuck? See? Hey, I'm just saying.
You being hypocritical, brother.
Facts.
Being hypocritical, brother. Shut up.
See, look, and then he tell me I'm hating.
You're not even hating this episode.
He ain't even said not one hateful thing yet.
Right.
He hated on self-pleasure sex toys.
Why did I do that?
Yes, you did. You was like, oh, man, no man should have them.
I never said that.
You didn't say that.
Or, no, I don't need sex toys.
I never said that. I said I don't got one.
This nigga said he don't need them. He said his girl is satisfied.
Well, he's single, so...
He's single, ready to mingle, boy.
Shit, dude, that's the perfect time to have some.
Me and Deshaun
already
had this discussion when I got here.
I'm just saying, man.
That's the perfect man, Sean. Find you a bitch who likes anal. Expand your horizon. This is the perfect time.
We putting it in the butt, man?
I'm not.
BJ. Okay.
What? I'm just telling Sean.
Don't open it up for me so I can kick his ass out.
What?
Get out.
Because you said I'm...
Yeah.
What?
Date you a cosplayer.
I would date a cosplayer.
See?
That foreplay gonna be lit.
That foreplay gonna be lit, lit.
Then he trying to put the avatar.
Whoa!
I mean, like the blue thing.
Oh.
Blue. Or Kiyoshi? Shit. What you mean? I mean, what you want? Go die.
Listen, man.
See,
I don't know.
You
bro.
Can't stop me. You know what I'm
saying? Just stop talking, bro. Just stop talking, bro.
Oh, man. Give us a topic, April.
I have no words.
How do you build off of this?
Right. Like I don't even.
Oh shit! It's April 12th.
Yeah, I take the blame. That's definitely my fault. I definitely.
I told y'all, don't go down the rabbit hole with the sex toys.
But you didn't say that.
We should start going down every rabbit hole, bro.
I thought it hard as hell.
Can we talk about who's worth dude, guy friends, a girl, like female friends?
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I still got something else from sex toy conversation.
This motherfucker just said don't go down the rabbit hole.
Hey, but shit, we down it now.
We trying to climb back.
If we gotta climb back, then we gotta go through all the other shit. So we might as well.
We J. Cole, it's the climb back.
No, we might as well just dig. We might.
Pat,
just...
what the fuck is your question or your statement?
Hey, did y'all know chimpanzees was hoes? Check it out, bro. I was looking at this shit, bro. They did a study about chimpanzees, right? They was giving them like tokens, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
And then the chimpanzees give the tokens to the people for like grapes and shit like that. So they caught these niggas in their enclosure. The male chimpanzees was giving the tokens to the female for that pussy, boy. Oh, God.
Just keep on digging deeper down. I see we just gonna keep on going down. That's what we gonna do.
That shit was funny.
What the fuck happened when you don't let me bring us out the goddamn rabbit hole? We keeping that.
We
keeping all this shit.
We keeping all the.
Hell yeah.
Keeping this shit.
Well, we gonna keep going down.
Here we go.
Have y'all ever seen the elephant titty?
What?
I want to Google it.
Google it,
bro. I want to Google it.
It's kind of crazy.
No, come on, guys. Are we really going? We just jumping out. This motherfucker now.
Views Google elephant titty and let us know what you think about it.
Elephant titties.
We are just casually, just leisurely strolling down this motherfucker. Hey, ladies, the best time to send your man nudes is all the time. The one with the titty.
April, I don't think you want your man just sending you a pic at 3 p.m. on the workday.
Yes, you do.
That's what I'm saying. She made it apply to men too. I'm like, nah, you don't want a dick pic at 3 p.m.
Now, me on the other hand, I will send you a nude while you at work.
That'd be dope.
Oh, see?
That'd be dope.
So, yeah, ladies, send your men nudes.
All SpongeBob said but the best time to wear a striped sweater.
Whoa, wait a minute, because you got some, sometimes, you know, just ladies, please, for the love of Jesus Christ, if you don't know that man like that, don't put your face in the nude. Because your ass might end up all over social media.
Yo, exposed pages are the corniest shit in the world.
Facts.
I agree.
Yeah.
Man, why y'all exposing?
But you got some petty ass dudes that'll sit there.
Some no whole game
and
dudes.
And send your news to all their homeboys.
They deserve their ass
whooped. Niggas don't be getting none, man.
One dude tried to do it to me. He was like, "Oh, look, she else, he sent me a news."
No face, no case, buddy.
No, and one of the dudes, he actually knew me. He was like, "Bro, did you send?" I said, "I sent him a nude. It wasn't my nude. It was somebody's fucking nude, but it wasn't mine." Because the girl had like a tattoo going across her stomach.
Vanessa.
He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, that wasn't me, baby." I said, "I have no tattoo on my stomach." Tattoo. And I lifted my shirt up. He was like, "Who the fuck did you send?" I don't know.
You got me fucked up.
But you could, females, you know when a nigga just.
Do females send their friends nudes?
Absolutely they do.
What do you mean? Right. Like, what do you mean, like, nudes? Like, just naked?
They be asking their friends to judge their nudes.
No, I don't.
I've seen this.
Okay,
we do that. Mm-hmm. They send them to the wrong people.
I mean, like, with me and my best friend, and me and her, one of us is getting ready to go out. Yeah, we gonna get dressed on FaceTime. So, like, we technically are naked, but we don't screenshot our shit.
Double standard.
So, every
that's a double standard that men don't care to you now.
Every female has, like, this much. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit gaining. Just a little bit. So, y'all all be down. So, most females be down for a threesome.
No.
It's one girl in the world you'll fuck.
Yeah, Rihanna.
That's sexy.
There's no men in the world I would sleep with.
No.
Like every nigga in the head, like, nah.
No nigga on the planet.
Cause it's just like females be like, I don't be looking at other girls' asses.
You're a liar.
Fuck you do, bitch.
It's there.
You gonna
be you probably seen it before I did.
That shit like a goddamn magnet to the ass. On fat ass. That shit just damn. A nigga don't be trying to look. It just...
be there.
Yeah. A nigga just have to look. It just in my vision.
Just in my vision.
Yeah, I have been at the gym where a girl had walked in. She had a fat ass and a nigga fell off the treadmill.
Oh, shit.
That nigga lost focus.
Because he was running on the treadmill and she walked by. I guess that nigga must have lost his footing or something.
You got to concentrate. Blue back. You got to concentrate, brother.
He was concentrating.
I'm not going to say I laughed because I did. I definitely laughed. That shit was fucking hilarious.
We know you laughed. Wow.
That's hilarious.
Hey, bro.
Hilarious.
And she was over there killing herself laughing.
Power of the booth. She know what power she got in the booth. It's like the force. But the dark side.
The back side.
The backside of the force.
Niggas ignorant, bruh. Who raised y'all?
Chip Jackson.
Hey, man, but we are giving compliments to the booty.
But yeah, booty, it's cozy.
It's cozy? Yeah, it's
comfortable.
Comfortable.
The real ones we talking about.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. Aesthetically pleased, yeah. Slap a fake ass, it's going to hurt.
I'm glad I never had that opportunity.
Slap you back.
Right, let's slap you back.
Bro.
I got a weird message. I ain't even cut you off. I got a weird message this week. This girl inboxed me and she was like, "Where'd you go get your body done at?"
Damn.
I was like, "Excuse me?"
Damn.
It's Mississippi, nigga.
She was like, "Did you go to Dr. Man?" I said, "I've never had surgery."
Who got you? Should say you went to Mississippi.
Get out.
Yeah, you should say, "I was born here." Like,
I was like,
my mama's me.
I do this.
I've never had surgery besides
black eyed peas, the collard greens.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread.
Black eyed peas.
Come on now.
You want my black eyed peas?
The rice. What you be on the first?
The rice.
I don't eat black.
What you be on January 1st?
Fucking food.
Don't you gotta eat black eyed peas for good look on the first?
Yeah, every time I eat black eyed peas, I had a whole year, so I've never eaten black eyed peas on the first.
Man. It was a tradition I recently just found out. Like,
you gotta eat them on the first for good look.
I always bring money into the house.
I thought you eat greens on the first. You bring
in. You gotta add greens too. You gotta add in there a whole soul food plate on the first.
But, yeah. Facts. I'm bringing, they say if you bring actual cash of any amount in the house on the first day, the first person, if you're the man in the house, you gotta bring a dollar in the house or some type of money so you can have a successful financial year.
I'm gonna start doing that.
So you just gotta walk every in the year. House with the dollar in your pocket? Oh my
God, yeah, bro.
Turn me up.
You said every year?
On the first.
On the first.
Right, New Year's. Yeah. Gotta have a dollar in your pocket.
Walk so, I'm just like, man, she was like, so you, I was like, no, I never got my body done. That just
leaves
me.
Dr. Miami.
It's a lot of people doing that shit, though. Like, I met somebody who got a fake ass recently in Jackson.
Yeah. It's a lot of bitches that's in Jackson that I got fake ass, but you can tell it's fake.
You got a fake ass and stay in Station 8?
Come on, man. You got a fake ass and live in
Jackson. You got a fake ass and you live in Jackson.
Yeah, man. I don't think I give back shots to fake ass.
They spending their stimulus money on
it. What if you hit it from the back and all you hear is...
Now I gotta take this bitch to the house.
Now your life in danger.
Now your life in danger because you want to be stupid.
There was this girl that used to come to the bank all the time, and I'm just like, baby, you did not. You just got silicone. You didn't get the fat injected from somewhere.
I be seeing all these young women that's not even like.
Fully developed.
Like, right, fully developed, giving you BBLs. I'm like, baby, your body ain't even where it's supposed to be at. You ain't even giving it time to develop.
Do I know back shots make the ass bigger?
I don't know. I don't know that to be a fact.
I gotta agree, though.
I gotta agree.
To some degree.
It's some truth up in there.
Maybe eating a whole lot probably get an ass bigger.
Doing them squats.
Gotta do squats.
That's what make it
plump. Gotta get squats.
The lunges.
Yeah. Man. Lunge like a fucking joke. Gotta do squats.
That's what's gonna get a plump, though.
Man, the president should have a national squat day.
The president should have it.
Yeah, he should apply a national
squat. We already squat got March 14th, bro.
It's March 14th.
Oh, yeah. Steak and head day.
Yeah, but think about it though. Think about National Squat Day. You just walk in, in the gym, seeing females just in a line.
Now you sound squat. Like a creep. Now you sound like a creep.
Yeah.
For what?
You watch your females. Women.
What? I'm not idolizing. I'm just
saying. He said, idolizing. Not he said, idolizing. I said, you sound like a creep. He said, for what? He was about to say, for watching women squat? He was about to prove my point.
Watching women better they sales.
But so it's gonna be for women.
I mean, for dudes too. We could squat too. We get good thighs and triceps and shit. You feel me?
Alright, bro.
Wrong nigga squat too. Shit. We all get good calves and whatnot.
Alright, bro.
Squatting.
You got it.
So National Squat, they wouldn't be bad.
Hey, nigga, like you weird, bro. You got it.
you straight, bro. You got it.
Squats are sexy out here, bro.
I think in the South, bro, you just, you know what I'm saying? They big booty coming up. Because I've seen pretty lazy ass women with the fattest ass. You know they don't do shit but sit down, but that ass is
and there. Eat.
And eat.
That's why.
That ass is there. They might be fat when they get older.
Maybe. I got the perfect rabbit hole question.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's all tying to everything we talked about. What is... I think I already asked this question before. The non-sexual body part. Good to say everybody has a non-sexual body part that turns them on. Mm. What non-sexual body part will turn you on?
The eyes.
Bone structure.
That bike.
Backs. The back. A good bare back. Oh, man. My back looks nice.
For you me. Get hard off the back.
Just the curvatures.
I'm gonna have to say the chin.
What?
What? Hey, you don't want to fuck too much. He gonna say she can take a mean lift.
Take a mean lift, boy.
So you saying she have a good chin that could turn you?
Chin. She can get chin checked and not budge, bro. Bink.
My chin itch.
Damn. Good old fashioned good back.
A
dimple
sexual.
That's a
non sexual
thing.
Dimple.
Back dimples.
I mean, more so like the upper and shit like that. Like, what bra strap should be?
Back dimples.
It's the whole curvature of the back. Like,
really
from the shoulder blades to where the booty at.
Yeah, a good bare back. Yeah, that's sexy.
They look creased in the middle.
I like women who don't have a conglomerate of tattoos. Like, I need to be able to know what your skin tone is.
I'm dead.
Like, if you light skin, I don't need to think you dark skin because you got so many tattoos.
Walk around tatted like a cholo.
Right. Like, what color?
If she able to hold, a conversation, that's pretty turned on-ish.
It's not a body part, but I agree.
Her mind.
Get out.
Hey, she's smart. Ooh. That's turn onable.
You know, they say they judge how smart a person is visibly by how many wrinkles they got in their brain.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you got a smooth brain, Pat.
Man, you're just a hater.
I mean, it's okay. It's a lot of smooth brains out here.
Hey, that's cool, but I'm not one of them.
Smooth brains.
I'm so damn smart that I be dumb as hell at times. Check out, I'm too smart.
And that's a smooth brain thought you had right there.
Nah, bro, it's so wrinkled, you don't even get it. It's okay, though, bro.
It's too wrinkled.
It's too wrinkled.
Smooth brains out here. For all of you smooth brain people out there, it's okay. But just make sure you put the work in to throw a little wrinkles in there. Your brain is the only thing you should wear outside proud to be wrinkly. You don't want no smooth brain. Did you know that the brain named itself brain?
Oh God, it did. I'm glad it did.
I'm just saying, man.
Who the hell named a dick a dick?
The brain did.
Bro. Bro. Hey, man. Bro. We was off that shit, bro.
Hey, bro, nah. We was down this motherfucker.
This nigga got dick on his mind.
Pause. Come on, Sean.
You brought it up, bro.
Nah, but you had just slammed that motherfucker too. Like, the hell, bro? What?
Bro. That nigga said, who? Bro, I'm talking about brain, bro. He talking about who named the dick a dick.
So that ain't no liable question.
No!
No!
What? Like, who? What asshole thought? Dick.
But it's weird. It's weird how niggas be named Dick.
Oh God. It's a Netflix show about this shit.
People who named Dick.
Nah, it was about cussing words, but Dick was part of it.
Like what told you to name your son like Dick?
I think
why did your wife stop you?
Short for Richard.
Yeah, it's short for Richard.
Yeah.
Really?
Back in the day, it was regular.
That shit don't even sound close.
It was regular. Because dick wasn't called dick. It was called penis, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then.
Penis is
I guess Richard was assholes. So.
Richard pissed somebody off. Richard pissed Webster off.
He shall forever be known as Dick.
He'll forever be known as Dick.
Damn. Yeah. That's so but like niggas be proud to be
known as that shit. Like, bro, like.
Hey, man, if he's your name,
if my name Dick, bro, I'm going by my middle name for the rest of my life, bro. Oh, mom, for
real. Got to
change.
Gotta get that name.
Gotta get your name changed, bro.
Just call me Dick, bro.
Can't hide from it, man. Love your name.
You don't gotta love that name. People named Dick, please don't. You don't have to. You are not obligated to love that name.
You should hate your parents.
How upset that your parents would you be?
I'm pissed. Change my goddamn name.
And they should call you that freely. Dick, come here. Mom, shut the fuck up.
Stand up straight, Dick.
Oh my god.
We got people watching.
Oh my god. I'm gonna try to get this conversation somewhere else. Today is National Ice Cream Soda Day and National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
I'm finna go get me a motherfucking root beer float then.
For sure. I thought it was National Smoothie Day too.
No.
Today's the 21st?
No.
Today's the
20th. Yeah.
Tomorrow is International Yoga Day, National Surf Day, National Smoothie Day.
Yes, ma'am. Stop by Smoothie King.
That shit high.
As fuck.
Kinda.
You gotta get the Wednesday is National Pink Day.
Wednesday is National Pink Day, so I should wear pink on Wednesday?
Yep.
Can I have a pinky ring on?
Pink, nigga, the color!
The pinky
smooth ring. Brains, niggas.
What's wrong with the pinky ring? If I wear pink with the pinky ring, what's wrong with it?
Is the pinky ring pink?
I got on a pink shirt.
But is the pinky ring pink?
Shit, that bitch got a pink diamond up in there.
Next Sunday is National Bingo Day.
Nobody playing fucking bingo 24.
What's wrong with bingo?
Nobody who made it?
Nobody under 60 playing bingo in 2021.
Hold on, bro. Hey, bro, if you go to bingo, how you can win some money. Don't you dare.
Careful, bingo. Hey, I was like, bingo hit.
Who made it?
Shit, what's wrong, bingo, nigga? Bingo, bitches.
Yeah, you call out a false bingo at a bingo hall. You finna get fucked. Somebody finna fight you.
Oh yeah, can't call out false bingo.
Not a bingo hall.
Today was an interesting day. Today was an interesting day.
Today was a very interesting day. What happened? Y'all niggas just took this shit.
Pat got sex toys. He thinking about penises.
You the one talking about the double dicks and shit.
But we was off that conversation.
Nah, man.
I said that the brain named itself Brain.
I just want to know what dumbass named Dick a dick.
Who named Dick's dicks?
And you just took it there.
I just want to know what dumbass did it. I mean, shit, I'm sorry being curious.
That's just one thing. Sometimes
about Dick.
No, I'm just saying, bro. My dick deserves a better name. My dick's not a dick. Like, he's pretty nice.
Yeah, just the owner is.
You talk to your dick?
Shit, I mean, shit. If it don't.
You do the pimp talk in the bathroom before you go fuck somebody?
Hey, man.
It's time you gotta hype yourself up.
Niggas be in the mirror singing, I am the tiger.
Why?
Got this, nigga. We finna go up in here. We finna lay it down, spray it down. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
You want some water?
When you want a break, it's like a coaching huddle. You did good first half. We still down by 10.
Nah, ain't no down by 10.
Bro, what the fuck?
Y'all silly here, bro.
On that note, that's been episode Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Drink water.
Don't forget, review, rate, subscribe, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Tell your father you love him. Drink water.